brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment, but let me just play the Al Gore thing from the start, and then I'll just comment after we played some of it. But it makes me want to vomit. This lying, lecherous blob, this dirty con artist oil company head who wants the power to shut down his competition and shut down coal. It is true that coal, the one true thing in this is, has been funding studies and things saying, hey, we only put out carbon dioxide and water vapor, which is true now with the clean burning systems, and we supply 51% of your power. Obama said he wants to bankrupt us. America, China's building three of these a week. We only are allowed to build about three a year. Do you think this is a good idea? But oil is globalist, completely consolidated. They want to shut coal down. Bill Clinton laid off some giant amount of acreage, remember in the late 90s, in Utah, of clean-burning coal. And when that happened, it doubled the stocks overnight of the Chinese company he was heavily invested in and that it donated to his campaign, because they had the only other large deposit of the same clean-burning coal that under regulations you had to have for your power plants. See, that's how you increase wealth in a controlled system. You shut down the competition, and you shut down the power plants, and then people have to pay you more for less. And Al Gore makes it a cute religion where that big, obese, lying piece of trash, literal America-hating, deindustrializing piece of garbage. I just don't even have words to describe how filthy this pig-like liar is, this Kinlay-worshipping con man. Ugh, it makes me sick. I mean, this guy wants to kill our industrial system. He's already done a great job. He's the hitman on America. You talk about an economic hitman, he's it. Now, let's go back to this Nelly, lying snake that mindless little neo-Nazi fascist liberals love to worship.
What can change in a day? A street can become a river. A mountain can become a mudslide. A forest can become kindling. Across the globe, cataclysmic weather events are occurring with such regularity that it's being called a new normal. But there's nothing normal about it. And there's something else that lies destroyed amid the rubble. The truth about climate change. Big oil and big coal are spending big money to spread doubt about climate change. They've been able to do so quietly, but not anymore.
Oh, not anymore.
On September 14th, the world will join hands to create 24 hours of reality.
Oh!
An event that will focus the world's attention on the full truth, scope, scale, and impact of the climate crisis. To remove the doubt, reveal the deniers, and catalyze urgency around an issue that affects every one of us. Climate change is not your fault. The climate crisis is our problem, and real solutions can come when we address it together. Fossil fuel interests have money, influence, control, but together we have something that they don't. Reality. Join us for 24 hours of reality and show the world what can change in a day.
I mean, how ridiculous. They cut to this legendary, lying, slimy con man. And he goes, let me try to get in Nelly mode.
We have something they don't. Me and Rick Perry do. We have reality. Let me condescendingly sit up here on a high horse and show an image of the world. We have all the scientists. There's no scientist that don't believe that carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. And if you just let me run your life with Ken Lay that came up with the scam, I'll take care of you.
Al Gore. What a sickening filth bag. And the good news is he's hanging on by his fingernails. They're trying to go ahead with their condescending. You know, he said we've got to confront the deniers. And I've seen the news articles about arrest Lord Monckton. In fact, get me Lord Monckton. I know Dew's been dallying with it, but get him on the radio. Get him on the radio. I want him to respond to the man bear pig who isn't living in false reality. He lives in lies.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to your phone calls and back into the news. But this radio show, InfoWars.com, is about action. It's about being involved, being informed, and standing up to con artists. Earlier, I played some clips of Al Gore's lecturing high horse how any disaster, any problem, any dust storm, any fire is the result, any flood of human activity. When carbon dioxide is much lower than it's ever been recorded in history, that's what's crazy. Carbon dioxide. And they've taken reasonable environmental steps over the last few decades and are playing on ignorance by listing carbon dioxide as a pollutant. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what humans exhale. It's a total dictatorship over all life on Earth and a distraction from all the real environmental issues. If you saw Al Gore on TV saying genetically modified organisms have been leaked in and then show 200 studies to infertility in all rodent species it's given to. We need human clinical trials now. But incidentally, we see human fertility dropping as well. But it takes more than 20 years for a generation to be shown to be infertile. So by the time it happens, we'll be several generations in. This is a crisis. I'd be, wow, Al Gore's really woken up. And if you're going to do something about GMO, maybe you're just misled about carbon. And I'm all for new energies. Let's force ourselves onto something new. The oil companies wrote the stinking thing. See, they put out these false narratives. And then people believe it. I get these emails every day going, man, you're paid by the oil companies, you piece of trash. Oh, we're going to get you. And I'll send an email back. Please show me the proof. I'm funded by sponsors and by subscribers to PrisonPlanet.tv, people that buy the books, the videos, the ball caps, the bumper stickers, all the, you know, the water filters at InfoWars.com. Okay? I don't have big Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 or Fortune 1000 sponsors, but we tried to get them. In fact, I'm so busy, I actually had a big sponsor actually approach me as of late. I mean, not too big, but an American-made company. The point is that they throw it back in your court. You're paid by big oil. And then you go look at who funds the environmental power grab movement, and it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Go look who the biggest funder of the Nature Conservancy and all these land grab groups and carbon tax and these climate councils. And it's Lord Rothschild, and you find out they own the carbon exchange that you buy the carbons from, and already Australia is buying tens of billions of dollars of these a year. Just, here's money, Rothschild. Can I now have flatulence for my cows and sheep? Folks, you can pull up Australian news. They have home police inspections now. Like, they won't believe it. Just type in Green Police Australia, and it's big articles. They have flatulence taxes now in Australia and Canada. And I've had Canadians send me emails and goes, where's that? You didn't know? They've added now a tax onto farmers when it goes into effect next year for the flatulence of cows. They're now saying methane is unnatural. There's always been creatures with the intestines that we have, but fish pass gas. Primates, rodents, marsupials, whales, and they get up and go, methane is a toxic waste. What? There it is, Australia's carbon police may enter premises. And that doesn't mean they may, like they have the power. It doesn't mean they may come, it means they may. They say they have that power. And it just goes on. I know that was all over the Australian news. So, they tax flatulence of animals. They tax the carbon dioxide that comes out of plants. And I've seen Bill Gates. I played the clip. And I've seen the New York Times. In fact, Google New York Times, a tax to breathe or paying to breathe. And they said, yeah. See, they take something absurd and go, yeah, we are going to tax you to breathe. It's for the earth. And I've seen Bill Gates say, in that little yuppie voice, and then what we need to do is get this graph down to zero on carbon dioxide being output on the earth. How are we going to do that? Well, humans are the main thing, and we put out individually this amount at the TED conference. What do you think about that? Everybody goes, ah, and he goes, that's right. We've got to get this down to zero. And he puts his clicker and puts an image of a human up there. And all the little anti-human control freaks, you know, that mommy never disciplined, like, get off on the thrill of, we're going to kill everybody. Gates laughs with him. And then there's I should do a special newscast on this on the nightly news where I just show a little giggling about killing us. The giggling about killing us at TED conference. The giggling about killing us at another conference where he said, if you, okay, why is old Nellie's that rule us? If we get rid of grandma and don't give her end-of-life care, we hire 10 teachers. What do you think about that? And everybody's like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like scum, Nazi filth, trash, garbage, maggots. We are all ruled by little chicken neck Nellies going, kill everybody. I get off when I talk about cutting people's power off. I'm a Nelly. Just simpering control freaks in big nerd packs, taking everything over, ruling everything, becoming police officers with weapons, tasering us for fun. I've had it with control freaks and scum. You people are cancer. All right, I'm not in a good mood now. I start thinking about Bill Gates up there, that little chicken neck. Hopping her now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walks, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. I'm going to shoot you up with something that's going to kill you dead in a hammer. How's a 30-year death from gut disease sound, African children? Roll up the sleeves. I'm a little chicken neck bastard, and nobody's got the will to see what I am. But by the way, all that NPR voice, all that Nelly stuff is Delphi technique training. Those people really don't talk like that. you research these globalists, they like to beat women and rape people, and they go in and have sword fights with each other with their trainers, and they're just savage. I mean, behind the scenes, they're just like, rah! But they come out and go, hi, I'm liberal, oh, I want to be your friend. And guess who else is told by his focus groups? Glenn Beck didn't used to act like that. He used to act a little more like this. Glenn Beck was taught to act like a Nelly. Have you noticed how they all act like little Nellies? That's to make you think they're non-threatening and like them, like they're a harmless little cute thing. Because they've done psychological warfare tests and found that a lot of you are cowards or have been induced into cowardice and are threatened by real male activity. That's why I'm telling you, anybody that acts like a Nelly, watch them. In power. If it's a piano teacher, that's a different thing. Watch them. It's a cover, okay? I see all of you. I see exactly what you are, psychopathic criminals. You see, I think when I get up here and get angry at the New World Order and tell you how evil they are, that you've got courage and want to defeat them. People that are ignorant send me emails and say, why are you trying to scare people? I'm not trying to scare somebody. If I tell my kids, don't go out in the highway, or cars will run you over and kill you. I'm not trying to scare them. I'm telling them about a reality that's there. I believe from history and my own gut instinct that if I go ahead and lay it out all out here, what we're really facing, you've got courage and you've got will, and you're going to get angry and stop caring. It begins with not caring about what your slack-jawed, knuckle-dragon, cowardly, pseudo-tough guy, football-watching neighbor thinks. Okay? That's where it begins. It begins with not caring what happens to your individual person. And when you have that attitude, then the enemy doesn't have anything over you anymore. Stop being gelded, domesticated garbage. Stop being weak. And when you see a threat coming down on you, deal with it. Become a human again. Stop being weak. We got a bunch of criminals coming down on us. God. Ugh. Murdering scum. I want to get humanity awake. I want to get our forces up. And then I want to bring these people to justice. And you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I want to unleash humanity. Not have a bunch of con artists, pot-bellied, chicken neck, pieces of garbage running our world. More importantly, they act like effeminate, cowardly chicken necks because they want to train you to act like that. They want to train you to be weak. God. They want to train you. That's a nasty taste coming up in my mouth. I'm just tasting those globalists. I can taste their fear and their weakness. I taste metal. I taste blood. Probably shouldn't be on air today. I almost didn't do the show today because I'm in a bad mood, man. And then looking at Al Gore's fat, ugly face doesn't help. And pulling up the image of Bill Gates, that piece of garbage, and all the stuff he's done to innocent people, it makes me want to throw up. Oh, boy, I tell you, we're going to get people awake to you, you bastards, and we're coming for you. We're coming straight for you, and you know it. That's why you're so scared. That's why you're moving so fast now. And you just better keep doing that dance, because you can feel that flame of rebellion starting to lap up and lick right up there. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Ah! Man, you know what it's like to be able to see these people, to know who they are, to just see them conning everybody? I am so sick of it. I am so tired of it. I've never liked con artists. I've never liked scammers and bullies and scum, and I don't want to be ruled by them, and I sure don't want you to be ruled by them. All right, we're going to break, and we'll come back. I'll come back with Jason and Adam and Chris and Tim and Severin and everybody else. We're going to come back. I'm going to try to settle down. But I start thinking about all those effeminate men with their legs all crossed, little twitly looks on their face, giggling about killing humanity. I mean, it's a normal response to a pack of scum saying they're going to kill you to get angry, ladies and gentlemen, and then to have to fight them day after day after day and know the facts and know the proof upon proof of their guilt, and then to sit there and have ninnies on the street argue with me and throw cliched statements about conspiracy theories back when I'm giving you history and facts. That's why I get enraged here on air, because it is just ridiculous.
Hey, guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
There must be some kind of way out of here. To the Joker, to the thief.
There must be some kind of way out of here. To the Joker, to the thief.
Too much confusion.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
All right, I'm going to your calls, and I'm getting nervous. I'm out of control today. But we need to get out of control. We need to get angry about being pushed around and bossed around by a bunch of murdering, scumbag, control freak demons. Our world is run by psychopath sadists, okay? And I don't think it's funny or cute. And it's only going to get worse from here unless we beat these people, these arrogant, leering creatures that try to make us feel powerless. They have to spike our food and water just to try to destroy our testosterone, to try to make us weak. You are under chemical attack. It's on record. You got to get angry. You got to get focused. And you got to commit. The enemy's all around us, and we're going to bring them down together because we're going to wake up all these other sheeple. We're going to get them out of the trances that are in. And we're going to restore the republic, and then it's 1776 worldwide, where you're honored for your ideas and your strength and your beauty and your creativity and what you stand for, not because you're some multinational that buys off politicians and shuts down their competition. We're not going to value a bunch of painted-up whores and other people in Hollywood and all the diversions. And we're not going to force anybody to follow our ideas. We're going to lead by example. We're caught in the jaws of a dehumanization. I will not be part of it. And I will yell and I will scream and I will struggle. And I will try to break others loose from it. And we've had great success. That's what's empowering. Think of all the victories that we've had. The globalists are now being identified. The Federal Reserve is now the enemy. People know it. All the major Republican candidates are talking like Ron Paul about the New World Order and Gardasil brain-damaging people and getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Even though they're operatives, the very fact that they have to speak the truth shows the revolution of awakening that is happening and how close we are to getting our hands around the enemy's throats. I'm not going to hurt my voice anymore. Let's go to David Adam in Puerto Rico. You're on the air. Come on.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, sir.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is I don't know if you've translated your movies or to Spanish, your documentaries.
And some of them have been. You can just type in Obama deception Spanish, in-game Spanish, and it's in Chinese, German, other things. But we don't have the money or the systems officially on DVDs and films. In the future, we are going to try to pay them. I don't know, it's thousands and thousands to get them added to the DVD, and then it makes them bigger data-wise, and there can be more errors. But we need to get to that point. We need to come out with Blu-ray, everything else. But, yes, sir, it's a great idea. I just tell people, go ahead and translate them into whatever language you want and put them on the web.
Okay. I've always wondered about that. So how do you do that? You put Spanish Obama's deception, or...
Yeah, no, there's definitely Spanish translations. Guys, try it on air with Google in front of everybody that's watching PrisonPlanet.tv because we're simulcasting this, of course, on the web as TV for listeners that are wondering what I'm talking about. Just go to Google live on screen. Go to the NSA tracking system, the crystal ball system, and type in to that two-way system where they're watching everything we're doing. Just remember that. They're not giving you the data for nothing. They're tracking everything you do and building an algorithm. And just type in Spanish Obama deception. And there it is, the Obama deception, subtitle Spanish. So I know they're all subtitled, and I think I've seen one, too, or at least pieces of it, that fade us down and, you know, did a pretty good job of then speaking in Spanish over it.
I had a radio program here in Puerto Rico. I'm a chiropractor, and I warn all my patients about, you know, vaccines. And today I was speaking to some of my patients about hyperactivity disorder, how that's really created to dumb down the children. And you know, I give movies out to my patients, but I always want, some of them don't know English. I mean, so it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I'm glad you're doing it because Spanish speaking people represent at least 500 million throughout the world, and we've got to wake them up. So.
Well done, my friend. How's everything going in Puerto Rico? I know they like to bomb a lot of your little islands with DU, and people come up sick in the area, and the Pentagon doesn't care.
It's true. People drove out the Marines from Vieques Island, but it's really far. So, you know, they're still there. But, you know.
Yeah, I know. Then they called you anti-America. Anti-America, dropping DU bombs on there for years, poisoning all the fish. Everybody else, I guess it's anti-American of Marine, doesn't want to breathe deadly poison. It's always like, give us all your rights, let us run over you, or you're anti-American. No, those are the people that are anti-American and anti-freedom. God bless you. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Straight ahead. More calls. Times of news. I'm fired up!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
I'll tell you the phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen. Why I get on air sometimes and blow up. It's because every night, every morning, even when I'm reading a book to one of my children, I'm thinking about the crimes of the New World Order. And a lot of times I get in here, some shows, and don't ever end up really getting into anything because I've already read all this. I'm already aware of what they're doing, and I'm so angry by the end of it. I don't even know what to say. It's like, look at how crazy our world's gotten. Checkpoints all over the highways, police state, cancer, diabetes off the charts, confirmed radioactive isotopes being added to water supplies all over the country. And it's just gotten to a point where we've been in evil so long that now it's getting worse and worse by the minute. And it's just like, well, that's the way it is. Well, they're the authorities. I mean, if you ever had any doubts about how evil the people are we're facing, Maurice Strong, Al Gore, all of them, who go to these conferences and call for all this population reduction, and then you wonder why they're spiking your food and water, folks, these people are murdering control freaks. I'll say it right here. Al Gore's policies, they've had big news articles admitting this, would kill over a billion people in the next decade if they cut the carbon output of the third world, where most people are on $2 a day or less. There's already 15 million children starving to death a year and another 10 million adults. Guys, search how many people starve to death a year numbers and just show them. They don't believe it. 15 million people, children, it's 25 million total on average, starve to death. And when they got the Copenhagen Treaty 2 years ago, it was right at double the taxes on the third world and a death sentence. In the first decade of the plan, conservatively, 1 billion people dead. And you're like, well, I hear about that on the news. No, you don't. There's a number from Answers. Of course, you never know if the Yahoo Answers is right. In that Yahoo, how many people starve to death each year worldwide? It's around 5 million people per year from starvation, not including malnutrition. Oh, there's a little caveat. Yeah, no. 15 million children from starvation and malnutrition. Oh, you didn't get enough, so your bones were sticking out, and you looked like a concentration camp victim, but you didn't actually shrivel down to nothing and then die of that. You died of then a cold you got. But if you add malnutrition, it's 15 million children, 10 million adults, 25 million. Type in number of deaths from starvation and malnutrition combined. I want to show folks that number. Now, you'd think that's a big deal to people. Yep, there it is. 15 million children die of hunger a year. And it's got all down at the bottom of the bibliograph. That's from UNICEF. The UN's doing a good job. And then they collect your money to feed the kids and actually use it to shoot them up with soft kill weapons. See, that's the great part about the globalists. They don't just carry out the crimes. It's full-spectrum dominance. They then are the response to their carnage. It's a 21st-century model of the Rothschilds funding both armies or all three armies, all three or four factions, depending on what war it was, the perpetual continental European conflict that was eternal and was their economy. I remember reading letters from cousins, you know, English royalty to their French Norman cousins about, I'm having uprisings. Can we start a war in the spring? Yes, cousin. This time I shall take back the lands you took. We'll kill off some of the rabble. It's so much fun. I like that line from Braveheart. Not really historical, but there have been cases of similar things. And they're having the archers fire into the general battle. And they say, Your Highness, that will kill some of our troops. But it will kill some of theirs as well. Open fire. I mean, what does Henry Kissinger say in State Department Memorandum 200 and the accompanying CIA documents that Maurice Strong put into UN law? He said, we're going to use food as a weapon. You got to kill these people. And a lot of yuppies and people kind of go, well, there are too many people. I guess kill them. Listen, you little moron. You're having stuff put in your food and water, too. You're not part of the establishment. And that goes for the cops and the military and everybody else. Stop thinking you're on the winning team. There's less than 6,000 globalists in their own words. Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, best-selling book, Super Class, he wrote 3 years ago. Now 4 years ago. There's 6,000 gophers. There's less than 20 families. You aren't part of the team. Got that, Jack? You're down here in the mud and the guts and the poison with the rest of us, even if you think you're part of the power structure, or even if Glenn Beck's gone to dinner and had Bill Gates pat him on the head. Yeah, as soon as Glenn Beck started talking about eugenics, he had the heavy guys want to have dinner with him every night and try to explain things to him. Then Glenn Beck comes out and goes, I've been having big powerhouse meetings, and they've been explaining things to me. Yeah, I bet they have been. Did you get a memo about what to not give your kids? Well, Beck, you've had enough problems with children with all sorts of serious illnesses. You might want to find out what did that. It's kind of like when you said you were getting macular degeneration. All the medical doctors I've talked to for years have linked it, and it's now in major studies, to Diet Coke. You admit you're a Diet Coke aspartame addict. We put an article out, Drudge picks it up, and you make jokes about us and talk trash about us and then say that I'm having sex with people. Just out of the blue, bizarre, insane, gibbering behavior. That's not the act of a godly person. When I was trying to help you not lose your eyesight, you fool, so you could then warn other people and save tens of millions of folks. But you know full well, if you came out against aspartame and more than 10,000 products, that you wouldn't be the golden boy anymore. Now, I challenge you that it now, as you launch your own, quote, independent system, to come out against the aspartame, to come out against the GMO. And I will fully get behind you and support you if you come all the way. Because I don't care about who the big swinging Mac Daddy is. In fact, I would rather have five or six real people out there bigger and better than I am. And I will tell you right now that I would hand this operation over to people here in my own group as long as they follow the code of liberty and freedom. And I would step to the back and wouldn't even be on air. I don't want to be on air. I don't want to be doing this. I don't like doing this, but I got to do this. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the Ron Paul counterfeits, the Rick Perrys, the Michelle Bachmans. Oh, I've even had family taken in by her now. It is never ending because she's so convincing with that deadpan stare and everything, and she's pretty. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just that I want to defeat the globalists. That's what I'm out for. That's what I want to do. And I know there'll still be evil in the world, but we've got a particularly virulent, nasty system coming down on us right now. And the big battle's here, the big acceleration of their program and our resistance. This isn't slow motion anymore. We're entering the time of great tumult. Do you understand there's no future for my children and your children if we don't turn this around? Do you understand that globalism is a curse on a country and all of the good is being removed? That we're being conquered to financial fraud that's impossible to pay back because we don't owe it, and it's a derivatives fraud. We are in a trap that leads us one place: destruction, enslavement, bondage, humiliation. And you know, I had a guy call me at the end of the show yesterday, and he goes, Alex, you know, I come from this prominent globalist family, and the guy sounded, you know, credible and like a high-powered salesman. And you know, I heard a lot of truth in his voice. And he's like, you know, I can triple companies and all this other stuff. And you need to, this is not an info war. This is a psyop. And, you know, I joined the globalists because I got tired of being harassed. You didn't join anybody. You decided to jump off a cliff like a delusional PCP head. You don't join the New World Order. You don't join with extermination. You don't win for a time because you buy some time for yourself and get to hang around in a rich neighborhood and feel powerful and get off on having a fancy car and pulling up at the country club and the local rich guys come over and it's a self-admiration club while you're drinking drinks that have got deadly poison added to it. You don't get a memo on that stuff, and I know you don't. You're not part of the New World Order. You didn't decide to join it and start winning. You decided to give up. And so I'm not in a psyop here. I'm not using things that are simple or easy or just slogans. It's what comes out of my gut, what comes out of my veritas, what comes out of my research. I'm not trying to make it easy. I'm not trying to make it palatable. I'm not trying to sell people. I'm throwing the gauntlet down, spilling my guts and saying, this is what it is, this is what it's about, and I don't care what happens to me or my family to try to save humanity. I'm trying to literally put it all on the table. All in, all the chips, this is it, what are you going to do about it? That's always the line from people in the establishment, people that are in the lower rooms of it or think they're part of it, is, oh, you've got to compromise and get in and win and use their systems against them. No. No. It's easy to sit back and say, Alice could do this better, Alice could do that better, and there is a lot of stuff I could do better. But you can't argue with success from nothing. I wasn't picked up by Clear Channel, and then given national TV shows and given everything on a silver platter. I started at zero, 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 and said no to the deals, said no to being elevated to the mountain. Can you imagine the devil to Christ saying, look at the world, look at all the kingdoms up there on the mountaintop, you know, in this vision, you could have it all. It's like a joke. Oh, I could have it all? All the problems, all the infighting, all the wealth and people hating you for the wealth and all the baubles and the crud and it's a joke. And the devil offers us all that. And I'll tell you, when you actually get things, because you need them to be strong and protect yourself and also fight the globalists, they're a hassle. They're a trouble. They're a responsibility. It is not some, that's the big con game, is that we're going to sell out and get something great. We're going to sell out and get something wonderful. And the globalists know that most good people actually don't want to sell out and won't sell out. So they organize the people that will sell out to be their enforcers, but then they seek to cut off resources to everybody because people won't sell out for gleaming palaces. Good, average, normal, meek people. But a lot of them will sell out to put food on the baby's table. And that's why the globalists work around the clock to shut off economies and only have big globalist corporations that you work for who can condition you and change your culture and turn you into a Borg. Turn you into one of them, a empty biological android who's used up and thrown away, who's implanted with viruses that trigger at certain hormone flux levels in life to get rid of you right as you're about to get your Social Security. I am not a biological android. I am not an animal. I am a human being. And my intellect burns with a reflection of God's glory and creativity as each and every one of you out there does as well. But you won't know about that creativity. You won't know about that strength and that power until you open the door. The globalists teach you from birth that you're trash, that you're garbage, that your exhaled carbon dioxide is poisonous, not life to plants, and they give us life back. They teach you that you're trash, that women are ugly. I mean, I see beautiful women everywhere that all are obsessed that they're ugly. And all obsessed. What's good looking is a woman who's into herself and feels good about life. That's what's sexy. Men seek for these trappings of false gladiatorial power and of a bearing of strength. But most of them cry like little babies when they actually get hurt. Until you are ready to sacrifice yourself on the altar of liberty, you have no future. And it's the moment that you're willing to give it all that you find victory. What's that song? Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. And we ain't got nothing if we ain't free. Understand that? You ain't got nothing if you're not free. You ain't got nothing. The fake prosperity of the 90s as they were building up the Ponzi bubble, laughing at us, setting up the police state grid, going, folks are going to get mad when we pull the trigger on them. And Bloomberg, I was listening to Bloomberg Radio yesterday, they were laughing at their listeners, calling them stupid because they're talking to the intelligentsia class of business people that like to think of everybody as dumb. And let's figure out how to fleece dumb people instead of let's build up society so our sons and daughters have good people to be around. All you people that think you're part of the establishment, who think you prey on people, you're being preyed on as well. And you pollute the society. You pollute the culture. Jason in Connecticut, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on. You're my Vince Lombardi, by the way. You know, forget these NFL guys. You're my Vince Lombardi. First, I want to take this moment and just say I want to remember my cousin John Sherry, who died on 9/11 at the World Trade Center. He was a beautiful man, and his life was taken. I speak for myself, not my family, when I know it was an inside job. You know, I was in Australia last year, just walking around, and, man, I saw guys in orange suits in people's yards digging through people's garbage. I mean, I wish I had a camera.
It's on the news. It's funny you say orange. In some regions, they're yellow, and others, it's orange. And then they're the little minimum wage people. And then they call guys in green SWAT uniforms in with combat boots. And, yeah, they dig through your garbage. They read your mail. They demand to come in your house. And the sheep farmers now pay, in the line item, a carbon footprint for the gas of the sheep.
Alex, it was insane. I mean, they had trucks up and down the street, people just digging through garbage. I don't know what they were looking for. You probably know better than I do.
No, a battery or plastic you were supposed to recycle, and you go to jail.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. But let me ask you this. What is your prediction for this country in the next 5 years?
My prediction is the destiny is in your hands. History is not a foregone conclusion. If we stand up and do the right thing, we can be given a reprieve like Nineveh. But it's going to be incredible tumult. They'll finally have to admit we're in a depression in the next 6 months to a year. They will, of course, offer new horrible global carbon taxes and VAT, as Europe is now being offered. Our future is what you see happening in Europe now. Giant new taxes, major benefits cut, military pension slashed, police pension slashed, and told, well, at least you still got a job. As everything is paid to the foreign bankers, who will then hoard the money and make sure it doesn't go back into the economy while they hyperinflate the currency. So you both have a depression in the real economy, but also hyperinflated. So what you've got doesn't buy as much. So it gets worse and worse and worse. And then only federal governments can come in and, quote, bring order. So we get sold on that. Just like they're saying in Europe, only a total dictatorship of the banks can fix this. And they're like, we'll fix the economy, higher taxes, foreign banks run us, conquering them. That's what I see happening. Giant terror attacks blamed on domestic groups, secret arrest, crackdowns on political speech, paramilitary police executing people. You already see that happening. And it's like, oh, well, they killed another guy. What's your prediction for the next 5 years?
Something major is coming this way. I mean, there's a big event.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It was an inside job. By the well connected. Going back to Jason in Connecticut. So you say something big's coming. Clearly, they've got the whole thing lined up. They're saying don't trust any of your neighbors. The FBI, I was reading an article this morning, admitted there were more than 50 flights grounded with abject total hysteria because there were brown people on board. One lady was Jewish. Strip searched everything. And it's just the wicked fleeth when none pursue. Meanwhile, in Mexico, LA Times reports more Mexico youth die from violence than car wrecks. Car wrecks under the age of 55 worldwide is the number one cause of death. Number one. But you still get in your car because it's fun to drive and go places and you're brought up being taught it's safe. Mommy and daddy put you in and drive off like it's no big deal. But we looked it up. On average, there's 3 shark deaths a year. People are totally scared to death of them. Tens of millions of deaths from automobiles? Not scared. 3 shark deaths? Nightmares. Everyone afraid in the water, flopping around in total fear. Mexico. There is, through movies and culture, I see it, a fear that Minutemen are killing thousands of Hispanics. Minutemen have never killed anybody. But they put it in movies, so it must be true. See, because all the death in Mexico is, I guess, in a way it is America. It's the ATF shipping the guns down. But they report on the thousands and thousands of young people absolutely murdered. And there's another report here, hanging corpses of 2 young people, French news agency, carry threat to Mexico internet users. If you just comment on the drug gangs in Mexico, you're murdered. If you even report on it, the bloodstained bodies of a man and woman were found hanging from a bridge in a northeast Mexico yesterday, along with threatening messages to people who report drug violence on social networks. And that's why a lot of reporters here in the U.S. still say, oh, nobody's dying. There's no kidnappings. There's nothing going on. And the police roll over and take the payments. In Mexico, it's totally lawless now. The globalists bit off more than they could chew 6 years ago. They attempted to send in U.S.-trained troops, Las Zetas mainly, to knock out the 3 or 4 other big cartels. And the war just started, and quite frankly, the Mexican government and the globalists, because they're so corrupt and they're just drug gangs as well, they're losing. And humanity's losing. Of course, if you decriminalize drugs, it would all end overnight. But they've grown the gangs up so huge now that they would move on into other things like kidnapping, extortion. Oh, you want your Mexican football team to come up here and play? Pay us $30,000 and we'll kill you. And they will kill you. And now it's starting to happen in the U.S. and the government just covers it up. Instead, it sees something, say something. It's a tea party, or watch out, they're going to kill you. And they've got cops and seminars trained. I've seen the video. It's on 60 Minutes last week, re-aired on cable. Just literally going, we will all be attacked, guaranteed, all Americans. It will be terror everywhere. We need armed guards everywhere. And who's going to attack? The evil right-wingers. Meanwhile, it's 30-plus thousand dead, total bedlam, pouring across, absolute hell on earth. The government shipping the cocaine in, guns into Mexico, all confirmed, nobody gets in trouble. And it's the drug war will continue because the cops are laundering the money and the banks are, and this is what America is. And the eugenicists sit up on top of it all, laundering the money, putting poison in the water. So, of course, they're dealing the drugs. I mean, this is criminals we're talking about. Finishing up, Jason, you got about 1 minute. We're going to come back with more calls than our guest. Jason, something big is coming, you said.
Absolutely. You know, yesterday, I live in Fairfield County. People in Connecticut know that I don't give my city away, but yesterday I was driving by a building. It's gated up. I saw 15 police cars from different cities. Unmarked police cars, civilian cars at this one building. I think it's a brand new fusion center. They know something. They're preparing for something. It's going to be, I think it's going to make 9/11 look like a two-car accident.
I agree.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.